I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Back here at the Treasure Chest Casino for weekend kickoff, hanging out at the Game Sports Bar and Grill. Treasure Chest Casino and Kenner folks, stop by. See me and Mike. We're here till 7 p.m., then hand things off to Thursday Night Football on 105.3 FM and the Odyssey app. Meanwhile, Pelicans versus Houston Rockets will be 8:70 a.m. this evening. And Mike mentioned it last segment. Friday, tomorrow here, they're going to have Jake Paul versus Joshua. They'll be shown on Netflix. You can catch it all.
Anthony Joshua.
Right here at the Treasure Chest Casino.
Yep. Man, he's a big dude, too. Jake Paul, you better hit that from far away. The injury report, though, for the Saints. Devin Neal on IR. And so we're going to see a lot of Audric Estime, former Notre Dame running back who was with the Broncos. I think he was with the Eagles for a short time,
correct,
too.
Correct, yeah.
And then they got him there. And Evan Hull. And so the Saints haven't had much of a running game all year long. But I got a feeling, man, Estime, he might do pretty good. Might do pretty good. Then the Jets, man, they sorry against the run, too. They're not very good.
Looking at some of the moves the teams made, too, that they announced the rosters. Kevin Austin Jr. has been elevated to the active roster. No surprise with Vele out for this game. Signed wide receiver Elijah Cooks and running back Nyheim Hines to the practice squad. Also placed Devin Neal on injured reserve and terminated the practice squad contract of kicker Cade York. So good sign for Charlie Smith. He has solidified his spot on this roster.
Bob and I were talking about yesterday. Mike, they don't have him signed. I was like, yeah, they got him. Don't worry about that, Bob. They'll have that signature up on there pretty quick. But, the running back core, they did pick up Nyheim Hines. Man, I remember scouting Nyheim. He was a jack of all trades. Was a running back, a receiver.
Returner,
he played
some
H-back. Some tight end. He returned punts and kicks. He was really good the first 2 years and then had a skiing accident. And he sort of has bounced since then. But interesting player with Hines. He's kind of bounced all over. But I got a feeling they're going to lean quite a bit on Estime this weekend in the running game. Also, Audric is a pretty good receiver coming out of the backfield.
We saw that. Yeah.
I remember at Notre Dame, Brian Kelly, he was part of the group by committee, but Estime was pretty doggone good at Notre Dame as a runner. Man, tough guy. He's not a big guy at all. And Evan Hull, another you know, sort of Big Ten guy, Northwestern. I remember Zach telling me about Evan Hull. He said, Mike, he's not big, he's not fast, he's not quick, he's not strong. I was like, why are you talking to me about him? He was like, no, everybody's talking about him because how well he practices, and he's a good back at Northwestern. I was like, okay. And this was when he was a freshman at Northwestern. And sure enough, Evan Hull's made it to the NFL. But I'll never forget Zach Temin. Mike, you got to watch this freshman. He's not big. He's not fast. He's not strong. What am I watching here?
Right, exactly.
He was like, no, he can play ball, though. And he was right. I saw him as a freshman. He really had a good career at Northwestern.
Looking at the injury report, too, Mike, only big difference for today, Mason Tipton's popped on not practicing, dealing with an illness, but still not practicing. The old Alvin Kamara, Awesome Richards, Caesar Ruiz, and we know Devon Valet will be missing this this game Sunday with a shoulder injury. He hasn't popped up on injured reserve as of yet, so there's a possibility we still see him in the final two games, but we know we won't see Valet on Sunday.
Yeah. The way it looked, I thought it was pretty bad for Valet. But maybe we'll see him toward the stretch of the season. So hopefully Tipkin can get back healthy. But Kevin Austin, didn't he run the same little slant over the top routes that Valet ran?
Yeah.
Got open, too.
And I guess he would be your bigger-sized wide receiver.
Oh, yeah. Now. Oh, there ain't no question about it compared to the other guys.
Yeah. And I guess lean on Juwan maybe a little more, too.
Yeah, and another former Notre Dame guy, Kevin Austin.
Yeah.
He was in the UFL and did pretty well there and then got a chance with the Saints. And, you know, this time of the year, you almost need the scorecard by your program to figure out who's playing, because that's all across the NFL, too. Got a lot of injuries. And I see the Jets' injury list is every bit as long, if not longer, than what the Saints' list is.
They do have a bunch of guys listed here, Mike. A lot are full practices, but they're just listing them with the issues. Limited, though, for them.
What about Jermaine Johnson?
Jermaine Johnson is a full practice dealing with a neck and calf issue.
Yeah, because, man, he's a good, really good football player. A good edge rusher. We'll see if he plays in the game or not. But
Breece Hall also has a knee issue. He was a full go, though, too, as well.
Man, Breece. I'd love to have Breece here in the sanctuary. I'll be honest. Man, you know, Breece can play, too.
Both their quarterbacks, though, Tyrod Taylor, Justin Fields, limited at practice with their issues, and then not practicing at all for them. Eric Watts, defensive lineman, tight end Mason Taylor, we know from LSU, and also
He did practice, Mason?
No, he's dealing with a neck issue.
Yeah, I know he had an upper back or neck injury. And Mason's a hell of a player. Man, how can you have all these players and you lose like that? You know, Slair said it best when Charlie and I interviewed him. I asked, you know, what the hell's wrong with the Jets? And his deal was real quick. Ownership. They don't know what they're doing. And then you fire your defensive coordinator, Steve Wilks, this late in the year, and your head coach is a defensive guy. Can't tell me Aaron Glenn doesn't have his hands in that, but – ain't no telling what will happen in the offseason with Woody Johnson.
It was odd, Mike, I thought, because Aaron Glenn spoke on it, and supposedly they were running Steve Wilks' scheme, not Glenn's.
Come on.
It's like, why are you hiring this defensive coach?
That's great to tell the owner that, but I got better common sense. Come on. They running your scheme. They ain't running Steve Wilks' scheme.
That's why I was, scratching my head.
You know, when I hire you, you're going to run what I want you to run, okay? It ain't going to be what you want to run. But I guess when the owners start to raise sand, but anybody who listens to bloggers or people that put out on Twitter or X,
the media,
Facebook,
folks.
The media, and you're listening to that? And Slair said it best. He was listening to a blogger that had 50 followers on him and all intrigued with that. Man, what the hell are you doing? How did you make – well, inherited. He inherited some of that himself, Woody, but good gracious. Goes to show you.
Especially nowadays on social media, you can't be too sensitive, especially them higher-ups in big-time NFL offices.
Yeah. I've been told at one time he's got a pretty thick skin. I think as he's gotten older, I think it's kind of lightened up a little bit on Woody Johnson.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.